Hi, and welcome to Healing from the Holy Land with Devorah Harrow. Coming to you from here in Israel, I want to discuss today the truth about holistic healing. When I use the term holistic, I'm talking about body-mind, what's commonly known as body-mind work. And it's really physical, emotional, spiritual, mental. The point is that it's all connected. It's all a matrix. And so when we are a holistic being, from the word whole, and so we cannot separate one thing. If we just treat the body, we're going to miss other factors. If we just treat the emotions, we're going to miss other factors. The best way to work with the body, with the being, is on all the levels. And I want to discuss today something that doesn't often get discussed. A lot of people come to holistic healing sessions with a certain goal in mind, right? A certain pain or trauma or spiritual dilemma or some sort of issue that they want to heal. And so they come in with that goal. And that's very important. It's important because that's the starting point and that's the intention for that session, for that series of sessions. And so the beauty, the beauty in the holistic healing is, and when I say healing, I'm using the word instead of therapy. I don't like the word therapy because it sounds like something that someone does to someone else, and healing is something that you're doing for yourself, right? So the holistic healing process is and always should be a self-inspired organic process that people might go to a healer to help them, to help encourage them to do the healing work, to help guide them through different techniques and practices, but it's really very much about the person who's coming to the healer and their healing process and what they're looking to gain and how their being is seeking to gain it. So when someone is coming for holistic healing, the beauty is that there is, if they, let's say, want to work on their liver function, okay, they see different signs of a taxed liver, and so they want to work on the liver. Now, the benefits that will happen to the body through this healing session that's set to, as the intention, to heal the liver, will, or whatever symptoms the liver is putting up, right? So first of all, we're not healing the symptoms, we're healing the source. With holistic healing, we're healing the source. So that's, well, let's say the second thing. Okay, the first thing was to talk about the holistic matrix and how it's all connected and that it's a self, a process that a person is doing for themselves and not something that someone else is fixing or doing for them. Okay, so that's the first thing. The second thing is that we're saying that we're not healing the symptoms. We're healing the source issue. Okay, wherever that source issue lies. And again, it might lie across a few, you know, the physical, the emotional, spiritual. Usually it lies in one area. It usually on the energy side, so emotional, spiritual, or mental. Mental, I mean like beliefs or thought patterns. And then it comes into the physical only if it's not dealt with on one of those three levels. So, so we're healing the source. We're healing the source, and then the symptoms will dissipate. So that's another important tenet of holistic healing. Now, so we're talking about this person that's coming to get their liver healed, and what's happening during a holistic healing treatment, right? What I call body work, right? Whether it's reflexology or a practice of Chinese medicine or cranio or shiatsu or even something, well, okay, no, I'm not going to mention those things right now. I was going to say like Qigong and Tai Chi, but that's really maintenance, preparation and maintenance work. Okay, I'm just going to leave that aside for now. The point is, so there's reflexology, there's Chinese medicine, there's cranio, there's shiatsu, and many other, those are like the main body work in the holistic world, the most commonly known. And the ones that I interface with the most, well, shiatsu less, but the other three. And so what we're doing in these holistic healing sessions is really two things. We're working on flow and alignment. Alignment is a precedent to flow, and flow is health. When there's flow throughout the body, there's flow through the systems. There's flow between the systems, then there's health. In order for there to be flow, we need optimal alignment. God, I tell people that if they ever want to really, really understand or like be exposed to God's incredible intelligence, it's to study anatomy and physiology. Because when one studies the structure of the human body, and the purpose behind every curve and every joint and every tendon and the placement of each nerve and the joint capsules, it's so delicately and brilliantly engineered that when it's in complete alignment, there is complete flow and health in the body. And when something is out of alignment, then there will be a stagnation of flow or an interruption of flow or a detour and or a buildup, right? A stoppage. So there's a buildup there and a lack of flow. There's and that's what brings pain and dysfunction to the body. So every time tension is released, an alignment and flow are restored, the body is moving up to a higher health potential. And so if people do not need to be in pain or have a sign of dysfunction in their life in order to get a healing session. Just like we don't wait for our cars to break down, but we take them in for a tune-up. So to make sure that everything's running smoothly and stays running smoothly, so too with the body. We do not need to wait for a sign of breakdown in order to go for a maintenance. And I highly recommend it to people. There's between healers and people who've had healing sessions, it's like, oh my gosh, if everyone would just have one of these a day, like, oh, well, the world would be such a better place. Like, let's start with the leaders of the world. And it's really so relaxing and so rejuvenating and so clarifying and freeing. Because, again, every restriction that's freed in the body is also freeing in the mind, in the spirit, in the heart, in the soul. So as within, so without. And as without, so within. So whatever's happening on the energy level and the energy bodies and the emotions, the mental, the spiritual, is happening on the in the physical side and vice versa. So because it's a matrix, you can work on one angle and it will affect another. So we can work during a healing session on beliefs and it will open up emotions and physical healing, emotional and physical healing. And we can work on releasing an emotion and a joint will open up in the body or an organ that's associated with that emotion will clear, etc. So there, the more facets we have to work with, the greater effect the healing. So like something simple, it could be that just working on the body side is enough. Most often, things require being, if it hasn't been worked on the energy side before it reaches the body side. Once it's in the body, it needs to be cleared from the body and from the energy side. But if it's caught before it gets down to the body, and this is one of the big points of healing, of holistic healing, is not to keep a client coming. It's to educate the client to coming, meaning when they have pain, etc. I'm saying yes for maintenance perhaps, but someone shouldn't wait till they have pain. They raise their awareness level and they recognize an emotion that should be dealt with and processed, or a spiritual question, belief, or a thought, the mental side, right? A thought pattern. And they see it when it's forming, when it first comes up. And then they heal it then. They say, wait, this belief does not feel right to me. And they clear it right then and there and state a new, you know, a strong, healthy belief. And then it doesn't go down into the body system. Someone experiences something difficult emotionally. And so they process it out immediately through various techniques, things that work for them. It could be a million things. It could be running. It could be talking. It could be going out with friends. It could be going for a swim. It could be going to take a nap. It could be binge watching shows. It could be, there's so many different ways for people to process their emotions, going out in nature, taking a hike, meditating, so many ways. And if they process the emotion right away, then it doesn't have to get stored somewhere in the body where it'll come back up as pain or dysfunction later on to say, hey, you never freed me, you never felt me, you never saw me, you never dealt with me. So back to the fact that it's a matrix. So again, if we're clearing it on one level, we're clearing it on all the levels. Then the person is healing, and so it's like a ripple effect through a matrix. So there's so many connecting points that when something is healed, and it's affecting all the different holistic levels, right? Mental, physical, spiritual, emotional. Then think about the cascade effect that it can have down the line to points that are further. For example, someone can go for holistic healing treatments for, again, the liver, and then they'll see over the next couple of months that they're actually having an easier time socially, where they perhaps felt awkward socially, or felt like they had a difficult time, they weren't accepted well, you know, in their, you know, friend group. All of a sudden, like, they'll just feel so comfortable and initiate going out or be invited out, and all of a sudden things are just easier on a social level. Or, you know, they might have had bleeding gums before, and all of a sudden the bleeding gums will stop. Or they might have had, I'm trying to find things that are unrelated to liver specifically. They might have had purposely not related to liver, because we would expect effects on the liver meridian and what the liver governs. You know, there might be someone at work that's really been causing tension or an issue at work. And all of a sudden, it just resolves itself. Something that they've been trying to resolve for a long time, trying to figure out how to deal with it, and all of a sudden it goes away. Things like that. Just an increase in health and wellness across the board. So again, I want to go back to a statement that I made before, that when we work from various facets, then we can affect greater relief and freedom in the body, greater alignment, health, flow. So too, because I mentioned before, the four aspects of the holistic, so we can approach them from different levels, from the different sides. However, there are on top of that, which, I mean, I could talk about this with clients, with students, with friends. I just love talking about it. But each time it'll just, I am continuously amazed by the broadness of this knowledge and the broadness of the effect and the exponential, infinite healing potential that there is. So listen to this, okay? So we're talking about working on those four different facets. And now I'm going to tell you that besides for the four more well-known body, mind work that is done, holistic healing treatments, there are so many other aspects that can, which is why I call what I do intuitive healing, because I realized like, okay, I'll learn another technique and I'll be like, oh, my hands were already doing that because I'm entering into a place with the client. When I go into a client, I'm saying I'm here for them and their healing. So whatever techniques, and so I don't call it techniques, I mean, that's the layman's term, but to me, it's all one knowledge called divine healing. And God and the internal physician that exists within the body, right? Maimonides teaches that the body has an internal physician, that God created the body with the ability to heal itself. So I'm basically like a mediator, like conversing, you know, translating, so to speak, connecting the internal physician with the body, because so many people can just mute the tone, not pay attention to what the internal physician is saying. So he just starts getting quiet or like rolls his eyes because he says, okay, you know, they're hurting, but they're ignoring the signals about what to do, etc. So this is to like show the body here, look, the person came to get help. The person is aware and wants to do this work, and that communication between the person and their body is one of the most brilliant aspects of holistic healing, in my opinion. But again, so my point is with the facets that holistic healing as a whole, right? I'm not breaking it down to the different techniques, is just a huge matrix. So I will name a few right now, right? Besides for the four techniques, there's the four elements, right? Earth, fire, air, and water. And that affects a person's elemental makeup, right? Because we all have all four. And each person has their unique elemental makeup. Yin yang. Everyone has their own unique divine masculine feminine alchemy. And the yin yang is the basis of the balance that is the basis of health in the person system. Then we have the auras, okay, and seven auric bodies, and each one is a phenomenal font of awareness. And if people were aware of their seven auric bodies and the maintenance of those seven auric bodies and the boundaries that exist between them, it's just phenomenal. Then there's the 12 zodiac signs and the predispositions that that gives a person so that we can understand what's going on, because they'll be based on someone's zodiac. There will often be a central theme that's going on for them that we'll be able to understand better when we know their zodiac sign, among a lot of other things. But that's just for example. There's colors. There's the chakras. Chakras is also like, if we all did hygiene chakra every day, so there's just so much that we're accessing, that we're allowing exposure and awareness to during holistic healing treatment, that's so beyond just, okay, I'm going to touch these points and these points. And so when people are coming for holistic healing treatments, I invite you to open your minds and recognize from the start that the goal that you are coming to heal, the thing that you are coming to heal, is only going to be one God willing, of the myriad of things that will heal along the way. Because as things open up, as your body leads you through the healing that you're seeking, it will also be healing so much more along the way. Everything that opens up will open up more things. It's like multiple domino lines. So I would like you all to keep that in mind. Going to list the healing session, that try not to be super focused on one thing. Invite in, and you can set the intention of, I trust that my body is getting the healing that it most needs today. And that place is really phenomenal. It's a phenomenal place to just have that awareness and to, you know, sometimes people will come and they'll be like, okay, but my back still hurts. It's like, allow the process and recognize that if you're working with a well-founded, like someone who you trust, who has a good knowledge base, who's intuitive, right? It's not just about skill. It's about accessing intuition. It's about being sensitive and feeling the person for a healer. I'm talking about, it's about being sensitive and feeling the person in front of you and being a vessel of their healing for them, like a guide for their healing. And recognizing that it's their healing that's happening and respecting that and honoring that. So if you're with someone who's like that, then trust. And the more you trust that person, and the more your body feels it can trust that person, the more it will open up, the greater alignment you will experience and achieve, Bezrat, God willing. The greater flow will then go through the body. And then the whole being, energy, physical, spiritual, all of it will just flow. And things will be lighter in your life, God willing. So, yeah, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me at healingfromtheholyland@gmail.com. Or you can look me up at my website, beitroga@gmail.com. Beit Roga is the name of my wellness center. And I hope that you enjoyed this. And if you know of people who want to know more about holistic healing, I invite you to send this along and share this with them. I don't believe in trying to convince or convert people. Like, it's not, convert's really not the right word. Convince people. People need to be called to do this work. It needs to feel right to them. And when it becomes their truth, it will. So if you know people who are curious about it, who want to know more, so please feel free to send this along. Every share brings this knowledge and magic to at least one more person, if not 100. So thank you, and have a great day. Blessings, and blessings for loads of health and clarity from here in Israel.